Milwaukee's 102.9 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Time Warner Business Class, offering internet, phone, and cable TV solutions for business. www.twcbc.com.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little
fix it up. That's all. Put a screw in that, it'll be good as new. How was I supposed to know? Water heater was behind there. You've had a problem. You thought you could fix it. You took it on. You and friends, or you and the family?
Showing off for the wife.
All right.
My husband decided to knock down the house and rebuild it while we lived in it. So a total remodel while you're there. While taking the roof off, one guy came through the ceiling over our bed, covering it with insulation. Another came through the roof above our new 56-inch Samsung TV. It was destroyed. One week, we all had to go to the ER because we all stepped on nails.
Oh, my God.
Whole house
just
remodeled.
Like a whole complete 6 months of
crap. She didn't say how it came out, though.
Crap.
I assume there. Okay. Summer of 04, I just returned from Milwaukee from a year of deployment in Iraq where I served as a combat engineer. Repairs had to be made to our family cabin in Hayward, so my wife and I decided to make a mini vacation out of the project. Unknown to me, I started to crawl off of the roof, and my wife decided to hold the ladder. You didn't know she's down there. My hammer caught the gutter and fell off my utility belt, hitting her square on the top of the head. Hearing an ouch, I looked down to see her holding her head. She lifted her hands. I saw a silver dollar-sized pool of blood forming. In a mix of emotions, I jumped off the ladder, conducted first-line medical aid. Yeah. Got her to the Hayward Hospital in 15 minutes, normally a 35-minute drive.
Oh.
At the hospital, I was interrogated by staff for 30 minutes.
Good.
Fortunately, she was fine.
An accident. What do you mean, good?
That's
and our
fine.
Stories matched. Well, I think they look for the matching stories.
To.
So they let us go our merry way 6 hours later than planned. We are on Lake Smith fishing and drinking. Yes. Still married.
I thank you for supplying that detail.
A few years ago, my bassist needed a new roof put on his house.
This was a band.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
The entire band volunteered to help along with their
wives. Hey, dude, we can do it.
Yeah, man, that's easy.
I got a hammer and a saw.
Along with their wives
my dad
and a few
does.
Friends
right.
who were
right.
roofers and knew what they were doing.
Oh, beautiful. If you
so
have one guy, if you just have one guy when it comes to roofing
that
who knows what he's doing, you can have 10 guys who have no idea what they're doing.
Because it's just assembly line at
just
that point?
Just show them what to do and keep going. Do it over and over and over and over and over again. It's when you get into the valleys and up having to cut around stuff like chimneys and vent lines and all that stuff coming out that it gets kind of hairy. But if you have one guy, you can get her done.
It was fall and around 50 degrees and cloudy, so it was near perfect conditions. Not too hot. After a long weekend of being outside, it was done with only one person falling off unharmed and one person falling through the garage also unharmed.
Not bad.
However, the following Monday, I looked in the mirror getting ready for work and my head was bigger. The skin seemed to be retaining water. It was freaky because it didn't hurt. The next day, my face was now swollen, so I went to the doctor.
My head's bigger.
Oh, my God.
He said it was a form of sunburn where my bald head was overexposed to the sun, even though it was a cloudy and cool day. You still get the UV rays.
Yeah, that's why I say sunscreen all year round, buddy.
He then proceeded to push gently on my head and was able to form horns that stayed in place.
Oh, my gosh.
He said not to worry.
Not to worry?
It should go away on its own, and it did.
How long?
Fluid
a
enveloped
week?
His skull.
You can
Whoa.
Ask him.
Wow. Wear a hat.
We know this person.
Do you?
We can get details.
All right.
Excellent.
I'm in the chimney business. I tore down a chimney one day and threw large pieces of it into my trailer. I finished the chimney job early and decided to get field stone for a bed around my home. Well, it's not important to the story. I picked the stone up and then had them dump the stone over the broken chimney in my trailer, so a lot of rocks and brick parts in
there.
Okay. I was making great time that day, but it was really hot and my glasses were continually fogging up. The job was just about over when I tried moving a boulder on the trailer, both hands around this stone, glasses fogged up, and I didn't see the corner of the masonry chimney sticking up in my trailer.
Yeah.
My pinky fingernail hit the corner of the chimney dead on while I was moving the stone to the back of the trailer. Fingernail and finger split wide open. If you breathed on the open nail, I would almost pass out.
Oh, I bet.
After telling the surgeon that I felt like a complete baby because I almost passed out several times, he informed me of a torture treatment.
Whoa.
Certain countries used under the fingernails because of its sensitivity. Ended up,
so you're all good.
Shattered my pinky. Yeah, you know.
You don't have to be ashamed of that, soldier.
Time for one or two more here.
All right. A couple of years ago, my wife wanted two huge pine trees in our backyard cut down. These trees were like over 100 feet tall.
Well, they're just taking up all the room and everything.
Really? And all the light.
100 feet tall pine trees.
He might be exaggerating a little.
Yeah. Being a man.
You'd see that from here if it were in one of the surrounding counties.
It's sequoia pine.
I cut them down with my steel farm boss. It's a chainsaw. Anyways, a couple days after the triumphant demise of the trees, it was Easter Day, and we had plans for brunch with my family. I had spent the days after cutting those trees trying to clear all the roots and stumps out of the ground.
Good luck.
Yeah.
While waiting for the family to get ready for brunch, I decided to go pull some more roots.
I'll just do it quick. Is he in a suit?
Nah. My wife told me to make sure to wear gloves. So out I went with beer in hand, intent on pulling
some roots.
Beer before brunch.
He's going to brunch. He's going to pull some tree roots with a beer. Where are they going to brunch?
I don't know.
The gas station?
Are they the 3 o'clock crowd or the 11 o'clock crowd?
My wife told me to make sure to wear gloves. Went out with beer in hands, intent on pulling some roots, grabbed a root and pulled as hard as I could. Of course, without gloves. The bark of this root pulled off, and as my hand slid, it contacted a nodule on the root that was in the opposite direction of my hand.
Sure it was.
Like
I get
a saw blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that nodule ripped through my hand from palm to index finger. I fell on my ass thinking, crap, that hurts. I got up and opened my throbbing hand to see fatty tissue and blood. As my wife's words of wisdom, don't forget to wear gloves, rang in my head. My son was watching me through a window, called out to his mom, I think Dad cut off a finger or something, and went back to his computer game. 3 hours in the hospital, 29 stitches later, decided once in a while I should listen to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
One more?
Does this mean we're not going to brunch?
You'll do anything to get out of brunch with my parents. That was just so stupid.
I'll just make waffles fine.
No, with your bloody gross stump? No.
All right, last one.
All right.
It was last warm October day when the woman required me to make good on my long-forgotten promise to put together shelves so we could park our cars in the garage for the winter. I got past the dangerous part of the cutting the wood without cutting my fingers off. I had screwed together all but the last of the shelf boards. I began to drive one of the last few screws when I encountered one board that was a little warped. Feeling I could still make it work, so I had one hand holding the boards together, the other hand driving the screw with my drill.
Yeah. Anybody see this coming?
Sure.
Anybody?
You just mimed it for me.
I tried to push hard with the drill to stop the board from twisting away from me when I slipped.
Yep.
The bit that I used to drive the screws was now through my hand and deep into the board below. I was in amazement as I wiggled the bit out of the board and out of my hand.
Do you reverse the drill at that point?
Should you?
Or do you just pull?
Oh.
Spent the next hour trying to stop the bleeding out of both sides of my hand and explaining what happened to the urgent care doc. Fortunately, hand works fine. All right.
Oh.
That's always the amazing part is how you can put something through your hand. And like a couple hours later, you're back on the job or, you know, nothing was really damaged.
There's got to be a time where there's throbbing, and unbelievable pain.
Yeah.
And
blackout.
You've stopped moving around and you try to just not think about your hand hurting like mad. I bet it doesn't work.